Many congratulations. How's the feeling now, just moments after winning an Ulster title, Micheál?
Oisín, you know, words can't describe how I feel. I mean, it's brilliant to look down there in the field and see the Donegal people and what it means to Donegal people. And, you know, we have such a pride in Donegal about our football. And, you know, no matter when we go out, we have always great support. And, I mean, and these girls show much hunger and heart. And, I mean, you know, we knew we'd come out with the block the other day. You know, we put it up to Monaghan. And, you know, they just really took the game to Monaghan. And we never was going to let her go.
I think the general feeling is this was a seriously impressive performance by Donegal, Micheál.
Yes, I mean, Oisín, we know what we're capable of, and if we play to our potential, I mean, it takes a very good team to beat us. And, you know, it was very important from the start that we got off to a good start, and that's what basically we worked on all week and we talked about, and that, and we knew basically, you know, that we had the matchups for the players that are available. That, so, I mean, you know, we have some talent players, like, I mean, you know, Tracy Darty did a massive job, and Kieran McInnesby, you know, Emil Guller did a huge job, and Kieran Martin, like, so the players, I mean, you know, we got our matchups right, and then, you know, Aoife Mac and Cora Courtney, and like, so it was just basically a great team performance. I mean, you know, showed great hunger and great heart, and, you know, I'm just delighted for these bunch of girls because them that did all the hard work.
And when you're coming into an Ulster final, we know as well that if you're going to win a title, that you have to get goals here, particularly against Monaghan. You scored 4, and there could have been a lot more of them as well, Micheál.
Definitely, I mean, you know, we got one disallowed, and I thought, to be fair, it was a great goal. Yvonne flicked it over the goalie's head. I mean, you know, you're 100% right. We had another 2 opportunities down here in the first half. But look, I mean, we knew if we ran at Monaghan, we could open them up in that minute. You know, we opened them up in style today.
Yeah, and Donegal, very, very impressive here with this victory. You never really, I suppose, in the second half, at the break you were leading 3-5-9, and really in the second half, Micheál, you never looked troubled. You were comfortable the whole way through.
Yeah, well, we talked in the dressing room at half time, was the first 10 to 15 minutes, and we knew that, you know, if we come out and took it, basically we would kill the game off, and basically that's what we did, because, you know, we came out and Gerrie took another ball in the first 5 minutes in the second half, and that was a huge turning point. And, you know, it was basically, we knew Mon had to come at us. Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to take this game to us, and, you know, and we kept saying that, I mean, keep goals out, and we knew if we kept goals out, that basically we would go on and win this game. And, you know, our defence, I mean, what can you say about them? Yeah. You know, the hearts, they put hands in, they put their heads in, and, you know, that really was a huge team effort. I mean, and I think it was the hunger, the basically, a little bit more want, and basically that wins games, and I think we had that today.
Yeah, and one thing was very noticeable as well, the hard work on the training pitch was evident there today, because some of the passing, the pinpoint accuracy, particularly in the kick passing, Micheál, was another very important factor in this one.
Yes, I mean, you know, Clonus is a class pitch, and, you know, you're practicing and training, I mean, but I mean, you come up to Clonus and you have the big pitch and you have the space, and, you know, we knew we put ball in space, and we got our girls running at Monaghan, like, I mean, you know, that's what we wanted to do today, and I think the girls did that in a huge style today. And, I mean, and, you know, it was a huge team performance.
Yeah, it was a massive team performance, and now you go into the All-Ireland series, into the quarterfinals as Ulster champions, which is a huge bonus when you're at that stage of the year, Micheál.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, winning games and giving you momentum, you know, that was huge. And, you know, we knew, you know, against Armagh the first day, and basically, you know, these girls took an awful lot of heart, because the way they played against Armagh in the semi-final in the second half, they come out and basically 1-8 down at half-time, and basically we knew that basically we had serious players in our field, mentally and physically, and I mean they were wildly strong. I mean, and basically, you know, that performance stood to us, basically, and, you know, we knew today we come out and basically we started that from the very beginning, it would take a great team to stay with us.
Listen, you're going to celebrate this tonight, you're going to enjoy this victory. It's a first Ulster senior title for yourself as manager, but there is a next stage, and it is the All-Ireland Series. You have beaten some of the big counties this year in the league. You were unfortunate to lose out in the league final, but Donegal are now seen, off the back of this performance and other performances, as contenders. You have to be seen as contenders for the All-Ireland, Micheál.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, when we started, Oisín, at the beginning of the year, we set out 3 goals for ourselves. The first goal was basically to retain our Division 1 status. We did that, and probably did it in style. And basically, we're a bit disappointed that we lost to Cork. We had them on the ropes that day. And basically, our second best goal was to win an Ulster title. We have that done, and basically, our third goal is to be every Inco Park on All-Ireland final day, and we'll do everything, and we'll leave no stone unturned to make sure that we are there.
Many congratulations, Ulster champions. Well done.
Thank you very much,
manager of the Donegal senior side. I do know there is other Donegal players in attendance here in the press area, along with us at the moment. They're up talking to other media outlets, and the hugs are being shared across the press area here. Roisin Freel from Termon. Roisin, put that headset on you there. Roisin, Ulster champion. I know you missed out in 15 because you were doing media duties that day. But
I was up here watching for you. Yeah, I thought I better get in the action, you know.
What's the feeling now you're an Ulster champion?
Oh, unbelievable. It's absolutely brilliant to be part of something that you're watching the last time it happened. It's phenomenal. But it's nothing more than, as a collective unit, we deserve, I think. But you don't always get what you deserve. It's just showed the work rate out there today. When things weren't going right, I can put my hand up. I dropped as many balls as anybody out there today. But just knowing that, you know, somebody's going to come behind you and pick it up.
When you played your part, you got the goal as well.
I don't know if it was as good as Geraldine, so it just go directly in. But had it a slap. Thank God it went in. But no, when you've girls like Yvonne and Geraldine, they give you the confidence. For me, anyway, and I'm sure around the pitch, to ping goals and have a go, because you know they're going to have a go, so I might as well have one too.
Yeah, and listen to what we've seen, the evidence of no, Michal touched on it as well. Yous girls have worked very, very hard in training, and yous are now seeing the fruits of it. But the fluid passing of Donegal and how quick you moved the ball today was very impressive, Roisin.
It's something we do work on in training. I mean, Geraldine will tell you there, like, we put a lot, like, maybe from before our own experience working as a club unit, like, you have to get a game plan, and when you stick to the game plan, the things go well. And you know, knowing somebody's going to come off your shoulder, knowing you're fit enough to get off somebody's shoulder to go for that ball, that's what you want.
And it's great as well that you can play with so much confidence, and you can dominate a game, and the pattern that you did today, that you know that you can play with so much confidence and work very, very hard, and you know what the end result is going to be.
Well, I don't know if we were just dominant the whole way through. I wouldn't have just said that. Like, there was plenty of, you never write off Monaghan, that's for certain. But no, definitely, I mean, I think, yeah, as you say, confidence and knowing that we have the work done, that's the big thing. It's like, and it's like working in the shop for me, you know, when you've worked on, it's done.
You're not going to come back to the media, you're going to keep playing football now, are you?
I think I'll stick to it. Porrick seems to have got a new woman. He replaced me there with all that was on the last time.
Listen, well done, Roisin.
Thank
you. Ulster Ulster champion. Good
all
on
right, you.
Thank you. We'll take the headsets.
I'll hand you over to Superstar.
Yeah, we'll go to Geraldine McLaughlin, captain of Donegal. We're exchanging the headsets. So, Geraldine, Ulster champion again. Is there much of a difference in the feelings between 2015 and 2017?
Still an Ulster title, you'd take it any time, like, but no, this year we just seem to work harder, and I think before the game, like, everyone had us favourites, and maybe put a wee bit of pressure on us. In 2015, when we won it, we, like, no one expected us to even come near Monaghan, and then when we beat them that day, it was unreal as well. But today, it was just classic to beat Monaghan and Clonus, like. Yeah.
Was there pressure before the game on you? Did you feel pressure?
We didn't feel pressure, but when you've papers thinking that we're favourites and we done well in the league, but, like, we kept saying, like, league's nothing, like, when you come championships, two different games, like, so we knew, like, Monaghan was second last in the league, but we knew that they lost by a point in a couple of games, and they lost to us by a point and could actually went either way, and they probably should have won it that day when we did beat them by a point.
Yeah. I know that you don't take much of the credit, but you got, what was it, 2-5, 2-6 today again and an Ulster final, but it was all about the service that was sent into you, Geraldine, which was impressive today. The ball that came into you was very good, exceptional.
Yeah, like, I think the first goal, like, was only a tap in and, like, from me, like, so, like, the work going out throughout the year, like, has just been immense. Like, you could see the whole team was going back and the whole team going forward. Like, the fitness there, I think we got Monaghan maybe at the end by our fitness. And that came from hard work from all the girls throughout the year.
Yeah, and now you're going to the quarterfinals as Ulster champions.
Yeah, but, like, it's not, I think, 6 or 8 weeks away, like, so it's a long time too. So it's just back to the drawing board, and we'll see who we get, and we'll just aim for that again.
Yeah, obviously the All-Ireland's the next title, and it has to be.
Hopefully now, but we'll go out now in quarterfinal, and it'll be the next game. We'll not think about All-Ireland until we win the next game, so.
Yeah. A proud Donegal lady, to say the least, today, Geraldine.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, well, listen, fully deserve it if you're one, and congratulations on another Ulster medal.
Thank you.
Okay, Geraldine McLaughlin. Thanks, Geraldine.